You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. You know I'm always trying to bring you the latest and the greatest information and techniques and ideas that have developed all over the world. One of them, I happen to really think, holds a lot of promise for so many of you that are looking to do something with your breasts that have either started to get a little bit flat in terms of really don't see as much wow from your breast as you used to. Either your implants are still great, but maybe you've had a couple of pregnancies, maybe you've gained weight, lost weight, and over the course of time, they're just not sitting as fluffy or as plumped up as you'd like them to be, but there's no real reason to have to change the implants. Or let's say you had a breast augmentation and you love them, and a year or so has gone by, and you really know that a bigger size implant is probably not what you really want to do because that would maybe make you look just a little bit too big, but you would like to enhance maybe the superior pole of the breast so you had a little bit more volume up top, or maybe you just wanted a little bit more cleavage. That's what I want to talk to you about today, because after listening to multiple webinars and being involved in some international plastic surgery symposiums over the past few months, there is a trend in the plastic surgery community, in the plastic surgery world, that really is doing something pretty exciting. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So here's the scenario. What if I could take some fat from an area of your body where you really don't want it to be, and I could make that fat very injectable friendly to be placed around your breast? Not in the same pocket where your breast implant may be or where your current breast tissue is, but just in the subcutaneous space, just in that space that's right underneath the skin, just like we would do and just like we currently do when we want to put a little bit of fat, let's say, in the nasolabial fold of your face. Or if we wanted to take a little bit of fat, harvest it, and then use it to put in cellulite pockets to plump out those little dimples that you may see around your leg or your butt. So imagine if we could take some of that very nicely cleansed fat that's been readied for reinjection anywhere, and I was able to craft an ideal way to make your cleavage just look a little bit more full, or make your superior pole of your breast just a little bit more full, without doing anything to your current breast implant, without doing anything to your current breast, just trying to enhance an area around your breasts that so many of you come in all the time to ask about. And that's exactly what I'm calling the combination augmentation. Basically, what we're doing, and we've done this now on a number of patients with excellent results. And again, we're talking about somebody that really already has, let's say, breast implants, and they love them, but they've been in there for a year or so, and they really keep thinking, well, I guess I really liked them when they were fresh, when they were brand new, because they were just a little bit higher. They were just a little bit, you know, made me feel like they were a little fuller. But we all know once they settle, they're not going to look just like they did when you put them in, you know, a week or two before. Now, some people like that they don't look like that because they look a little bit more natural. So I'm not talking about making anything look unnatural. If anything, sometimes this can even make it look more natural because you're actually blending some of the tissues that could be in someone that, let's say, is very athletic, that lost a lot of their own body fat. And now you have breast implants that you may have had for 5, 6 years, 10 years. And because you've gone on this exercise diet regimen, you've lost a lot of your own body fat. Well, what if we could take some fat that still remains around your butt region, your legs, arms, anywhere, and just take enough of that fat so that we could very elegantly place it around the rest of your breast? And that's what, like I said, we've been doing on multiple patients. And I got to tell you, it makes a lot of sense. One of the people that we recently did loved the way her breast implants looked. And again, you all know that are my patients or that follow me, I'm really looking to do things that are in a natural way. So when I do all my measurements prior to doing a breast augmentation and all those other types of procedures, we're really looking to see what implant is going to fit in your particular space that we have to work with. We're not trying to like go outside of those measurements because that's going to be a very unnatural look. Now, some of you may like that look and some of you may request that. That's a whole different story. But I'm saying the majority of the patients, not just in my practice, but everywhere, when it comes to lip fillers or breast implants or any of those things, the trend is really to go in a more natural direction. Look great, look enhanced, maybe, you know, make things just look that you look the best that you could be for your age, but to not go over the top like maybe we did years ago. So with that frame in mind, what if we still picked the exact proper implant to fit in your particular measured chest diameter? But we also used a little bit of your own body fat to layer on the top near that superior pole of your breast where everybody just wants a little bit more volume, and also used a little bit of your own fat to maybe put a little near your cleavage. And that's what I'm talking about with this combination augmentation. It's a great way of trying to take some fat from where you don't want it to be and actually use it to enhance something that a lot of you have asked for over the years. Now, we've done it simultaneously with breast reconstructions for years. So some patients that have needed a breast reconstruction for breast cancer, the tissue expanders were placed. And then following that, the actual breast implant was placed. And over the course of time, because a lot of their own breast tissue or all of their breast tissue was removed, they now may have a very muscular type of look to their chest, and it doesn't look as soft anymore. So for years now, in a lot of the breast reconstructions, we've taken fat and used it to soften the overall look of the implant. But what I'm saying is by attending to those type of results, I've started to incorporate some of that in a regular breast augmentation where we can actually still benefit from taking a little bit of fat from somewhere that you, again, really don't want it to be anywhere anyway, and actually use it in this really elegant way. And it's something for you to think about. So if you're the person that's had breast implants in for 6 years, 8 years, and you really love them and they're terrific, but you know that you've gone through maybe some great exercise and diet regimens, and now you just feel like it would be great if you had just a little bit more plumpness or a little bit more fluffiness to the implants, this may be something for you to think about. Again, you could also be the person that really doesn't want to have any breast implants, but would just like maybe a little bit more cleavage or just an area to be added to. Now, I'm not talking about taking a ton of fat like we would normally think about when you're thinking about a Brazilian butt lift. A lot of you may be thinking about taking as much fat as you possibly can to try to make the butt look as full as it can. I'm really not talking about that image when we're talking about this new combination augmentation. I'm talking about actually grafting this fat in places that'll just give that subtle volume change or that subtle plumpness to an area that may now be missing just because of an aging quality to your chest, or that you just always wanted to have just a little bit more volume, but you don't really want to go through a whole procedure to take the implant out and go through a brand new augmentation. So it's something to think about. As usual, you know, this is the Plastic Surgery Revolution that you're listening to, and I'm going to try to bring to you everything that's like hot off the presses. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and as I said, you're listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.